This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The presidential primary race moves to Georgia, which is holding its contest on Tuesday. President Biden campaigns there today. He won the general election in that state in 2020 by about 12,000 votes. NPR's Deepa Shivram has more.
Overall, we know that this election is going to be decided by small numbers. And in these key swing states like Nevada and North Carolina, Michigan, voter turnout from communities of color could very well decide the course of this presidential race. And keep in mind, this is all kind of coming at a time when enthusiasm for Biden among Black and Latino voters especially has been lower. So he needs to drum up more support. And it's not so much here that these voters are turning to Trump, right? It's that they just could not show up and vote at all in November, and that would be detrimental for Biden.
NPR's Deepa Shivram. The presumptive Republican nominee, former President Trump, is also campaigning in Georgia today. Trump hosted Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban at his Mar-a-Lago estate yesterday. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
The Trump campaign described the meeting as a discussion over a wide range of issues that impact Hungary and the United States, including state sovereignty and the need for strong and secure borders. Viktor Orban's anti-democratic and pro-Russian tendencies have long raised concerns among foreign policy leaders and human rights advocates. Trump, though, has often praised the autocratic leader.
He's a very great leader, very strong man. Some people don't like him because he's too strong.
Campaigning in Pennsylvania, Biden expressed shock that Trump would meet with a leader who, Biden said, quote, doesn't think democracy works. He's looking for a dictatorship. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Yemen's Houthi fighters say they carried out another large-scale drone attack today against ships in the Red Sea. NPR's Greg Myrie has more.
In the latest attack, the Houthis say they launched more than 30 armed drones at U.S. Navy ships, which are protecting commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The U.S. military responded by saying that the American warships and coalition partners shot down 15 incoming drones. While the two sides offered conflicting figures on the number of drones, there were no reports of casualties or damage to any ships in the area. The Houthis have been launching these attacks for months. This week, they killed three crew members on a commercial ship, the first deadly strike recorded so far. The Houthis say they're acting in support of Palestinians over the war in Gaza. Greg Myrie, NPR News.
U.S. military officials say the Army and the Air Force conducted another airdrop into northern Gaza today, providing more than 23,000 bottles of water and more than 41,000 meal equivalents. Meanwhile, a ship backed by the European Union is expected to leave Cyprus for Gaza this weekend with 200 tons of aid. This is NPR News. Gunmen attacked a boarding school in northwestern Nigeria early today and kidnapped at least 15 students. One woman was also abducted. This is the third mass kidnapping in northern Nigeria since late last week. On Thursday, nearly 300 students were taken from a primary and secondary school. School abductions have been common since 2014, when Islamist extremists kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls. Since then, criminal gangs not affiliated with any ideology began kidnapping for ransom money. A drug used to treat the fatal disease known as ALS may not work. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The Food and Drug Administration granted a conditional approval to Relyvrio in 2022. The agency acted despite inconsistent evidence that the treatment could extend the lives of people with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. The disease affects nerve cells involved in movement, typically causing paralysis and death within 2 years. Now, the results of a large clinical trial show that patients who got Relyvrio were no better off than people who got a placebo. The drug's maker, Amylyx, says it plans to meet with regulators in the next few weeks to discuss the finding and decide whether to withdraw Relyvrio from the market. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Daylight saving time begins tomorrow. People in most of the U.S. should set their clocks ahead by 1 hour at 2 a.m. There's been a push to make daylight saving time permanent. The Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act 2 years ago, but that legislation never made it through the House. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.